Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. A local outreach is finding unique ways to reach Ottawa's communities in need. Hijinks, described as a place for people helping people, is located at 290 Kent Street in downtown Ottawa. It was founded in 2011 by former social workers Lee Reed and Karen Nielsen. The pair became frustrated with the bureaucracy of traditional social work and wanted to provide better access to vital services. In an interview with CHUO, the two explain how Hijinks fills a void for Ottawa's food insecure residents.
Hijinks was born out of sort of frustration of working in the traditional social work. We just sort of saw that people weren't really getting the help that they needed, and people weren't fitting into boxes per se. And we just thought there was a way that we could simplify that and make it easier and give people what they need instead of making them jump through hoops. And we decided to do this. So we brought all of our breadth of experience to the table. We're just helping people, and we try to keep it super simple and get people what they need without paperwork or confidentiality agreements. We're just the regular people helping, but our experience helps us get that done quickly or in a non-traditional way. We're constantly being very creative in how we find solutions for vulnerable people.
Reed and Nielsen met while they were on contract for the City of Ottawa, working together at the Salvation Army. They say the model at most charities and food banks restricts help to those who fit within a small criteria. Hijinks is different. Anyone who visits the storefront can access donations without needing to fill out any paperwork.
Well, a lot of times when neighbors or people need items or they need assistance, right, you have to fill out all the paperwork. You have to prove who you are. You have to prove that you need these items. And there's very little dignity in that for people.
Yeah.
So somebody needs, you know, let's say a toaster or a coffee maker. Why do we have to fill out all this paperwork? Just give them a toaster or a coffee maker.
Yeah.
So we have a furniture bank that we can do that, just give things people need.
Yeah.
Our food pantry is accessible every single day. Traditionally, people can get food once a month. And those two bags of groceries do not go far. So they can come every day and ask for what they need. And we find that works for people and keeps people engaged. They keep coming back. And they also feel like they are a part of a community. Neighbors helping neighbors. That's why we came up with that slogan all those years ago.
Hijinks consists of three components: a food cupboard, a furniture bank, and a storefront which sells vintage items. Hijinks uses the storefront to finance the whole operation, as they don't receive any outside funding. The storefront operates Tuesdays through Saturdays, but Reed and Nielsen work 7 days a week. With no other employees to help run the outreach, it takes both of them to collect donations and keep the food cupboard stocked. There is also a pantry outside, which is always stocked with food and accessible to the community. Additionally, a takeout window run through the back of the building offers home-cooked meals every day of the week.
So we totally rely on the community members bringing food or ingredients, pre-made meals, or we make it ourselves. We don't take any government funding, so we don't have to say we're out of food. We just share what we have when we are. We find, having worked in the system and knowing a lot of organizations, there is a definite hunger problem, but we're not solving it with fancy programs. We need to solve it with the community and giving people access to food every single day, not jumping through hoops to get fed. That's insane. And with the generosity of this community, right, we have found families, we've found restaurants that are all willing to cook meals, bring them in, drop them off, all willing to help out.
Food insecurity was already on the rise when Hijinks was founded, but Reed and Nielsen say the pandemic dealt a major blow to Ottawa's low-income and food-insecure communities. The pair say that a myriad of factors, including higher unemployment and rising inflation affecting the cost of food, have driven more people to Hijinks' doorstep.
We definitely see an increase in need. The number of people who come to us nowadays is a lot higher than it was a few years ago. Exponentially, actually. More working families are coming and asking for food to help make ends meet. Having people at home was also challenging. People needed different supplies and more food for kids that are at home and different kinds of things. It just changed everything.
Hijinks is currently operating on reduced hours due to COVID-19 restrictions, but Reed and Nielsen are looking forward to welcoming more of their neighbors to the outreach in the near future. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.